Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
We have found ourselves in a bit of a weird spot. I think we got excited about this, Jess.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, for the first hour of the show, we're going to have another member here. Not an equal member, though.
Let's take a step back. Late last week. I brought to you the story of Gene Simmons.
Guitarist from King. From Kiss.
You're too excited.
Thank you. Sorry.
Gene Simmons is charging fans $12,000 to be his personal assistant for the day. Yeah. Essentially, they will be able to eat with him. They still have to set up for the show.
Yeah, they have to do the job.
They can be backstage at the concert. He'll sign a few things.
Yeah.
He had like a whole list of things that he will get them to do, but they have to pay for that privilege.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it on the show, and we had someone call up and say, hey, you don't have to pay. I'm not paying for it, and you don't have to pay me, but I'll do this for free.
Yep. That guy was Matt from Kerr Lewis. We spoke to him late last week, and we said, hey, if you're interested, we can make this happen. Today, we can confirm that Matt from Kerr Lewis tomorrow is going to be our personal assistant
yes.
for the afternoon.
He's going to be joining us just before the show to prep for the show.
Yep.
And then he'll be joining us live on the show.
Yeah. And I have like one or two things that I'm like, oh, I'll get him to do this. But I've never had a personal assistant, not in a personal or a work capacity. Jess, I know that you had to fire all the help at your house. So you're currently like, you're probably out of the game.
I've also never had a personal assistant before because I would say that yours and my job, Tim, it's pretty straightforward. There's not a lot
We're not like in an overflow of work. We're like, you need to do all the paperwork so Jess and I can focus on the main things.
I'm not like super behind in anything we've got going on.
Like I noticed that my shoes, my white Reeboks are a bit dirty.
My shoes are filthy.
It seems wrong to ask him to
clean his shoes. But he's our personal assistant.
Yeah, that's fair. Look, there's a few ideas, but
I'm feeling a bit peckish right now.
You want him to bring you food?
Like maybe he could bring us some snacks during the show.
I like that. I know who we can call to get advice. Someone that I know that has know that has a personal assistant.
Who has a personal assistant?
Well, I know that they're not listening right now, so I can say. Well, so I reckon we call Lingy from the Brekkie Show up next.
Yes.
And we ask him how, because he's got one.
Yeah. He might have several. We don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Javier.
Right.
Is his personal assistant. So we'll call him. Javier will connect us.
Yeah.
Put him onto Lingy from the Brekkie Show. The Cameron Lingy, Premiership captain, superstar for Geelong. So I reckon we punch in his number.
Yeah.
Give him a call.
Have you got Javier's number? Because I definitely don't have Cameron Ling's.
No, I believe this is the number that Lingy gave me. So who knows?
Okay, so it's probably Javier's number.
All right. Yeah. So we'll call Lingy. Ask him, hey, how do you have a personal assistant?
What do we ask of this guy?
We have no idea what we're doing. You obviously do because this is your life. We'll get him on the show up next. Tim and Jess driving you home. You're on K-Rock. Jess, we're spiraling here at Tim and Jess Industries. We don't know what to do.
There's only one man we could think of that has this sort of experience that could help us out.
Yep. If you've been listening for the last couple of days, and in particular the last 10 minutes or so, we have found ourselves in a tricky situation. Tomorrow afternoon, Jess, for the first time in our lives, in our careers, we will be having a personal assistant.
Yes.
What do you do with one?
I don't know. But one man who will know
is
Mr. Cameron Ling himself.
He joins us on the phone. Lingy, we appreciate you picking up the phone. You didn't know what we were calling about, but we're in a bit of a panic. What do you do with a personal assistant?
Well, first things first, you get one to answer all the calls you don't actually want to answer, which if I had one, would be happening right now.
Lingy, I don't know if your personal assistant's doing their job in that case.
Yeah.
But you can be honest. The calls. Come on.
You can be honest with your friends, Tim and Jess. We know that you've at some stage in your career, have a personal assistant.
How do you keep them busy?
Well, assuming you've got lots of work to do, is that fair? Or you don't do much at all?
Obviously, we have plenty of work to do.
But just by chance, if tomorrow isn't a busy day, I'm a bit like, okay, let's take it back a peg. When you were a player, did you have a player manager? That's kind of as close as we think we can get.
Okay, a player manager, yes. So we're talking somebody who's going to just do all the things that you don't have time to do but need to be done to allow you to shine at what you're there to do. So
slash don't want to do, Lee.
You, Well, so all the stuff I'm assuming you want to do some of the work that's involved in K-Rock. So let's just say you have to do that and you're going to be brilliant at it. All the other stuff, just palm that off. Get that off to someone else. Do you want a coffee? Yeah, go grab us a coffee.
Okay.
You need
okay.
your dry cleaning yep. done? Come on, let's go and get... I've got to look sharp for my next outing. All the little things that you know stacking up, weighing on your mind, get them to do that so you can focus on just being your brilliant selves.
Is it like an American system? Do we have to tip them
for
doing
good
tasks?
Well, I'm assuming you're paying this person, aren't you? Or is this somebody who you've forced to do the job?
We haven't forced anyone.
It's a lovely bloke by the name of Matt from Kerr Lewis. He called up because he was inspired. We were talking about how Gene Simmons from Kiss, you can pay him $12,000 to be his personal assistant for the day. But we were like, look, we're not going to charge you, but if anyone wants to do it for the experience, the exposure, the opportunities, call through.
Great exposure.
Matt took us up on it, and now we, I think in the excitement of him saying yes, we've realised that we don't have a lot for him to do. But coffees is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's assume you're not paying him. You don't have to tip him. It's not the American system. But you know all those wonderful perks that you get coming through over your desk? You get left little presents, or I'm certain you must get tickets to this or tickets to that or invites to this. Maybe you just push one or two of those in his direction as a little reward for a job well done.
Okay. Yeah. So not all of them.
No, not all of them. No, keep the good ones for yourself.
Yeah. Okay, great. All yeah, right. Good.
Well, say hello to Javier. I know you don't like us mentioning his name on there. Because he did before you got on the phone. We were speaking to
yes,
him.
Yes, of course.
Just off air. But
it's really sad, Tim. Javier is now fired because he never screened this call to start with. And... sorry, now you're going to have to speak to someone else.
All right, well, Cameron Lingling from The Brekkie Show, we appreciate your time and advice, and we will definitely add a lot of those things to the list for our personal assistant tomorrow afternoon.
All right, good luck. Treat them well.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry, it's Tim and Jess.
We all go through tough times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need a bit of help. Maybe you see a counsellor, maybe you see a therapist or a psychologist, or there's so many different names for it. I'm actually pretty confused with the system of it. But they can be quite expensive if you can't get free services. I know some people can.
Yeah.
But apparently some couples have started using a new secret weapon to keep their relationship alive and are using AI relationship counselling.
AI relationship? Yeah,
so
is this like
ChatGPT?
An app? Oh. ChatGPT.
I said ChatGPT. We're saying the same thing every single time. Anyway, the people that are finding therapists or couples therapists too expensive, they are unpacking it into AI, and they're not necessarily upset with some of the results because the therapist or the person, the counselor, they've always got to remain like impartial, right? So like,
I feel like you could keep typing stuff into AI though to hear what you want to hear.
Well, I was looking at this and I was like, hey, that's a new, like this is not a way I've heard of people using AI before.
Yeah.
And if there are people listening that might be in a tricky situation and they're like, I can't afford to go, or maybe it's not the wisest choice to use this money on, maybe I do have a look at ChatGPT. So I have taken it upon myself, Jess, to put our relationship to the AI machines.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the prompt that I put through? Because there's no word in a lie of what I've written.
Okay.
Hi, my partner Jess and I have been having some troubles lately. She's always yelling at me, and I can absolutely tell.
Okay.
She's not listening when I speak.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
I don't think she even checks her emails anymore. I'm not innocent in this either. I don't respect her at all. Yeah, that's right. Not one bit. Have you got any advice for us? We work together, so it's quite complicated.
Oh, it is complicated.
So that's what I put to ChatGPT. Yeah. I said, hey, we're a couple. These are our issues. What advice have you got? And I'm actually pretty impressed with what I'm going to share right now. It sounds like things have gotten pretty tense between you two, especially with both personal and work dynamics in play. A lack of respect and communication breakdowns can make things really tough. If you're open to it, I'd suggest taking a step back to figure out what's the root of all this. When did things start getting bad? Is it more work-related stress, personal issues, or is it both? So that's...
I feel like ChatGPT is telling us that it's your fault. That's what I'm hearing.
Since you work together, setting some boundaries might help, like designating certain times to talk about work and others for personal matters. And if direct conversations aren't working, maybe writing things down, even if she doesn't check her emails, a note message in a way that she could see, it could be something useful, could help get the ball rolling. Do you want to repair things, or are you feeling like you're more just stuck? She sounds like the worst, Tim.
Okay. All
no
right.
fault here. I'm paraphrasing at the end.
I think...
That's pretty...
It's actually pretty handy.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds like stuff my therapist might actually say.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird that... Do you talk to your therapist about me? Stop. What does she say?
I only talk to my therapist about you.
Imagine. I mean, like, I know that this was like... I just wanted to see... this is like a little bit of an experiment. But I was actually... Like, it's pretty base level. Like, you obviously, like, it's asking if we want to follow up.
Well, this is the thing. Like, the more you put into ChatGPT, the more it gets to know you and the more it will give you detailed answers.
You keep kind of talking about that. I'm just going to ask one more thing and see what it says.
Right. So okay. If you want to get a decent enough answer, you need to have a decent enough prompt. If you're just asking very basic, you're going to get a very basic answer back. Timmy, you almost done?
Yeah, I'm almost done. All right, so I just asked. She's so loud. How do I tell her to be more quiet and be like more, like kind about it? If you just this is the ChatGPT's advice. If you tell her to be quiet, it might not go over well.
Yeah, that's
especially
fair.
If communication is already rocky. Instead, try framing it in a way that doesn't feel like an attack. For example, I'm having a hard time focusing when things get loud. Can we keep trying conversations a little bit calmer? And I feel overwhelmed when voices gets raised. Can we talk about things at a lower tone?
Oh, if someone said that to me, I'd rage. I would just rage.
See, that robot doesn't
know you.
Oh,
am I too loud for you? Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. See, this is they're not picking up tone at all. Yeah. If they're listening to this.
I'm lashing out.
Yeah, you're lashing out. But hey, I'm genuinely impressed. I thought this was going to be like a little silly thing we do. But
I kind of like it.
I think we should stay together.
Tim and Jess,
the podcast. I want to talk about Millie Bobby Brown.
Now, yes.
Actress, Stranger Things, that new movie on Netflix, Electric State.
Is she in that?
Yeah, she's in that with Chris Pratt. She's married to
Bon Jovi's
son.
Son, yep.
Jake. And she's very famous. Like, I think the Stranger Things stuff. She's done other movies like, it's like the Sherlock movie. But
oh, yes, Enola.
Enola Holmes. Yep.
Great movies. Yeah.
She is using her, I guess, money for some pretty crazy things, including that she has adopted so many different pets.
Yeah.
They bought a farm so that she could keep up with it because these animals were in peril. She currently has 62 pets.
I showed Loggy from The Breakfast Show this morning, and she was like, she's living the dream.
So 25 farm animals, 23 foster dogs. Then I have 10 dogs in my house. This is a quote from her. 4 cats and a pregnant donkey. So I don't know if that's 61 and 62.
That means
or if
there's
it's
another one coming.
63 pending.
I love the little details she gave because a lot of people were saying, where do you fit all these? And she's like, oh, no, all the dogs. I bought single beds for all the dogs so they can each have their own bed.
Wow.
like she's running an orphanage for dogs.
Well, they've got a farm. I imagine that she would have people that would work. She probably has like an organization.
She would have
set
to.
Up because
that's a full-time job.
There's no way she could disappear for 9 months to film Stranger Things. And be heading back every day.
Unless that's Jake's full-time job.
Yeah, true. I actually don't know what he does. there's a big chance. But I thought, I don't think we're going to get anywhere near the number 62. But 52-232-955, give us a call. How many pets do you have?
Yeah.
I'm going to be conservative, and I'm going to include the gold. They're not the goldfish. This is the fish that I have.
Okay. So the fish just one?
No, the fish are eight.
Eight.
So I'm going to count as eight. And then I have one dog,
right.
Remy, our Kelpie Collie, this beautiful red dog we have. So I'm going to say I have 9 pets.
Wow. I'm very happy that all 8 of the fish are still alive.
We did lose 2.
Yeah.
We did lose 2. Had 10. Had but the big red and old yellow.
Old yellow.
The old yellow passed away, unfortunately. Almost forgot its name.
Meant so much to you.
52-232-955. How many pets you have? Jess, give us your stats.
One.
Whoa.
I know.
You're wild.
How does she do it?
I cannot keep up with you. For the best caller every single week, we do have a chance for you to be inducted into the Caller Hall of Fame, which is back in 2025, thanks to Frankie Geelong's premier Asian fusion restaurant, cocktail bar, and function venue. Every Friday, we give away a $200 voucher to Frankie. But just tell us how many pets you have currently. We'll use my 9
yep.
as... the starting point. And I'm being very, I probably should count the fish as one solid.
Yeah, the fish is a little bit speculative. That's like me saying, oh, I have about 270. Oh, what do you have, Jess? Oh, sea monkeys. Like,
I'd count it. They're hard to keep alive from experience. Abby in Grovedale, how many pets do you have?
So at the moment, I only have two, which sounds really sad compared to Lily Bobby Brown. But when I was growing up, I had at one point around 20, give or take, sweat pets.
Okay.
And that was like in the middle of Clifton Springs, like suburbia. So it wasn't, you know, we didn't live on a farm. It was just we had that many animals.
Abby, what did you have?
Yeah, run us through the list.
So we had about 12 Indian ringneck parrots, two dogs, a lizard, two guinea pigs, four fish, and I think that's it.
That 12 parrots is a lot of
birds. That's a full-time job, Abby. That would have been a lot of work.
You'd be going through bird seed.
Oh,
like
it was insane because we were breeding them and we were hand-raising some of them. And, there were a total of four couples, so that was eight birds. And then one of those couples babies. And, there were a lot of birds. Always a lot of birds. Yeah.
Mm. And then you're like, you're the bird family. Is that something?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. But, hey, I didn't know they coupled up. I mean, it makes sense, but I thought, I didn't know they mate for life kind of deal.
My dad was the pigeon guy for a while, and we had like...
But they were racing. They went for loving.
Yeah, but he used to breed them too. So we had like 30 pigeons at one point.
That's a lot of pigeons.
We were the bird family.
Yeah, the bird family. Dave in Hamlin Heights, how many pets do you have?
I've come to take the crown, guys. I've currently got thousands.
You don't, Dave.
You don't. I do.
You got a bull ant's nest under your house? What is it?
I actually have an ant infestation, but I've been living there for a while now, and I've just sort of grown accustomed to them.
Oh, Dave,
you know
isn't
what?
It
They're
the
not leaving, so.
Absolute worst. I have had ants through my house. We can't get rid of them. When I get rid of them from one corner, they pop up in another corner, and I cannot figure out where they're coming from.
I don't know how they smell the food. Like, I got up in the middle of the night the other night, had a sneaky bit of pizza that no one knew about before. They found a bit of ham on the floor, and all of a sudden I'm the worst person in the world because I got up and had a sneaky bit of pizza, found a bit of ham.
That's on you. If you're going to sneak pizza, don't leave evidence around. If you're going to drop a piece of ham on the ground.
But they found it, didn't they? No, and they absolutely swarmed it.
Dave, it's important to feed your pets, so I'm glad you...
Well, as I said, I've kind of grown accustomed to them now. They're just welcome.
It's a foster home for ants. Yeah. So, Dave, you're doing God's work. Thank you very much. This is Tim and Jess. I'm about to share something. Can I do a spoiler? Like, almost like I'm going to look into the future. I think I know exactly how you're going to react to this and what you're going to say.
Okay,
so,
go on.
So this is you
in
the somewhat near future. Sign me up.
Okay.
Sign me up. Deal. Absolutely, I'll do that.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right. You could get paid more than $8,000 to stay in bed for 10 days.
Where do I sign?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. This is something from the ES.
It's something I do for free, Tim. I could get paid that?
See, I doubt it. I don't think you could stay in bed for the full 10 days. Like, not allowed to leave.
Right.
Like, you'll be set up.
Where do I...
You'll be set up like you're in a hospital.
Okay, right.
With those kind of functions for ones and twos.
Sure.
And mystery threes. but the European Space Agency, they're looking for 20 people to stay in a waterbed for 10 days as part of a study into the effects of weightlessness on the human body. They're offering volunteers just over $8,000 for their time.
I mean, where are they getting the waterbeds from? You and I have notoriously looked into this, and waterbeds are very much like...
They're very specific companies.
They're not on trend at the moment.
No, you can't just go to a bedding thing and be like, where's your waterbed section? They're like, is this 2003? What are you talking about? apparently, the volunteers are going to lie down in containers similar to bathtubs covered with waterproof fabric. This keeps them dry and evenly suspended in water. You'll be able to like use your computers, your phone, you'll be able to do whatever, but you're not allowed to leave the waterbed.
That's kind of cool.
I think it would be the worst. You would just feel so...
And like I don't feel like it's long enough to have bed sores, but you'd get used to the sloshing, I feel. Do you know what I mean? Like first you'd be, you know.
It's one of these things where I think you'd go, yeah, sign me up. And then 20 minutes in, you're like, oh no,
guys,
like
I've changed
it.
My mind.
I don't like it. I'm stuck. And, like, notoriously, you have incredible posture. And I don't think this will do.
It's like when we did the show from the Ferris wheel and we were like, 3 hours on the Ferris wheel. Yes, this
two,
is amazing.
Two laps in, you turn to me. You're like, Timmy, I don't think I could do this. Timmy, I know we said we were going to do this, but I don't think you might have to.
3 hours is a long time.
You might have to get me off and you do this by yourself because I don't think I can do this. Even when we did the show on the miniature train at the start of the year, you were going backwards. You're like, Timmy, I don't think I can do this. I know I said I'll quit. Okay. I don't think I can do this.
Maybe I haven't got the stamina.
So when I say to you, can you sit in a waterbed, not leave for 10 days? You say, sign me up. We're half an hour in, you look at me. I've come by to say g'day and goodbye for 10 days.
Yeah.
Timmy, I don't tell think I can do this. I don't think I can do it, Timmy.
Tell you what, I don't need to study the effects of what it will do to my body because I know for sure my back will be cooked.
Yeah. Can we
absolutely
get...
Absolutely cooked.
If you can bring... Oh, it'd be so hard to what? Do. I was like, if we could get a waterbed in the studio, just if you could do 3 hours. Just 3 hours on a waterbed.
How are we going to bring a waterbed to
the
studio?
They're, apparently, they're such a pain because we're bringing in hundreds, if not thousands of litres up here.
Is there somewhere we can go? Is there like a waterbed showroom?
I mean, if you're a business, I don't want to just like random gym's waterbed. That'll
right.
be
is
like,
there, what?
No, like I don't want to just go to a random person's house and put you on their waterbed. But stop, yeah. don't look at it.
Waterbed
stop.
For sale.
Okay.
Geelong.
They're just, they're bad. They're bad.
I
business.
Don't think anyone has them.
Look, if we can, I'd like to investigate you just being on one for 3 hours to prove right. to you that I think this would be
oh,
quite
no,
challenging.
Don't make me lie down for 3 hours. No, right. I couldn't possibly.
Well, I mean, you complained on going on a Ferris wheel for 3 hours, like literally every child's dream. So you'll find a way, don't you worry.
Good morning. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.